We are in Simin Reish Nun Gimel. We have just concluded Sif Aleph, and we're about to start Sif Beis, and we'll be doing part of it today. But before we do that, we must do a complete review of Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph was made of two opinions, the Mechaber and the Minhag of the Ramah. The Mechaber Shita, like the Rif and Rambam, was that so long as your food gets better with time as it sits on the fire, Chazal don't want you leaving it on an open flame out of the chashash that in order to enhance its flavor, you're going to stoke the coals. Therefore, the halacha is anytime you're dealing with a dish that gets better with time, it's mitstamik v'yafalo, you must cover the coals or remove them entirely. Unless you throw a raw piece of meat into it just before Shabbos, in which case you're giving up on having it cooked very well. It'll take a long time anyway. You're not going to stoke the coals. But in all other situations, if it's mitstamik v'yafalo, if it gets better with time, the halacha is you have to cover or remove the coals. The Ramah goes with the Shitas HaRishonim, that so long as your food is edible ayidei adchak, it is mavushal kamachol ben drosoi, Chazal were not afraid that you would lose it and go stoke the coals. It is mutter even on an open flame. As far as the halacha went, for Ashkenazim, the halacha is like the Ramah, but the Bir halacha said that lechatchila you should be choshish for the mechaber, and therefore the minhag really is to have a blech, even if the food is fully cooked, so long as its flavor is enhanced by being on the fire overnight, by being on the fire with more time, that's mistamik v'yafalo. In not only that, but the Mishnah Berurah would seem to suggest that your food, even if you do have a blech, that your food should be fully cooked before Shabbos. That was Sif Aleph. Sif Beis is now dealing with the halacha of Chazorah. Not how you're leaving your pot on the fire on Shabbos, but can you go and return your pot to the fire on Shabbos? Kira shehi grufa uktuma. A kira that is garufa katan, the fire is covered or the charcoal was removed. V'notal hakdeira me'aleho. The pot was taken off it. Afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. This is even though you removed it on Shabbos and you're going to return it on Shabbos. Mutter lahachzira, it is permitted, you are allowed to return it with the condition that it is goruf v'kotum. If it is not goruf v'kotum, you are not allowed to put it back. The reason being that it looks like cooking, it resembles cooking. Chazal say not only are you not allowed to cook on Shabbos, but don't do anything that resembles cooking. We find this in several different malachas. Anything that in our language would be considered cooking, where someone asks you, what are you doing? They say, you're cooking. That would be asur on Shabbos. So in a case where you're doing chazorah, you're just returning something to the fire, if it's an open flame, in Loshen B'nai Adam, that would be called cooking. It is mechsi kemavashel. So it is mutter if it is garf v'katum. So long as it's still boiling hot. Why does it still have to be boiling hot? So here the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason is because if it's got liquid in it, if the liquid cooled down completely, we will later learn that there's an isser of bishul achar bishul. By heating it up again, you're considered being mevashalit. So similarly, we must be talking about something that was fully cooked before Shabbos. Otherwise, by returning it to the fire, or it was fully cooked before you removed it, because if it's not fully cooked at the time you're putting it back, then you're doing bishul daraisa. So once again, you have a pot with food in it, you removed it on Shabbos, now you'd like to put it back. The halacha is it is mutter. So far, two conditions. Condition number one, that it is garuf akotum, the coals were removed or covered so it doesn't resemble cooking. Second, that it is still hot, there is no shiloh of bishul daraisa, which also means that it must be fully cooked. Haga v'oda biyado. In some prints here, it is printed in block letters as if it's the mechaber. This is the Ramah speaking. The Ramah says you need another condition that you're still holding on to it. Whereas the mechaber says v'lo hinicha al gabi karko, you didn't put it on the ground. This is a machlokis, the mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber holds that so long as you didn't put it on the ground, which was the place that people would put pots when they were done cooking them, so long as you didn't do that, the halachi is that you're allowed to go and put it back on the stove if the fire is covered or removed. The Ramah holds that is insufficient. You actually have to be holding on to it the entire time. You have to be supporting it. Another thing the Rama says, Hagav v'daito lahachzira. It must also be that when you removed it, your intent was to return it. So the Machaber holds there's only one condition here, and that is that you didn't place it on the floor. The Rama holds there are two conditions. One, that you were supporting it, and the second one is that your kavana was to put it back. Now, with regard to the halacha b'di'eved, of course, l'chatchila, an Ashkenazi should go with the Rama, and that is that if you take something off the fire and you would like to put it back, what you should do, and we're talking about where you have a blech, you should be holding on to it the entire time and have in mind to return it. What happens b'di'eved if you didn't? So l'maisa, there are three ikar shitas in the Rishonim. There's the shita of the Rabbeinu Chananel, which is the Rama, that you need both conditions. You need that it was oda b'yado as well as dato l'hachzira, you were holding on to it and your kavana was to put it back. At the other extreme is the Rambam, who holds all you need is that you didn't put it on the floor, but even though your kavana was not to put it back, and you did not hold on to it, so long as you didn't put it on the floor, the halacha is that it is mutter to go and return it. There's the shita of the Rashbam in the Sefer HaTrumah in between. The Sefer HaTrumah shita is that you need one or the other. It is either lo hinicho al gabe karka, even though your das was not to put it back, or hinicho al gabe karka. You actually put it on the floor, but it was with the das of putting it back. B'di'eved, the Mishneh Berurah allows us to rely on a case where both the Rambam as well as the Sefer HaTrumah would agree that it's good, which means it is oda b'yado, you were still holding on to it, even though it was not dato l'achzira, or it was not hinicho al gabe karka, but it's not oda b'yado. You didn't put it on the ground, but you didn't hold on to it. You put it somewhere else, and it was a case of dato l'achzira. So there we can be mego. So halacha l'maisa, you need either oda b'di'eved, either oda b'yado, or dato l'achzira, either one of them would permit putting it back. Whereas if you put it on the floor itself, then dato l'achzira is not going to help you, because there we're not somach on the Sefer HaTrumah alone. So you need these two conditions. In practice, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that if it was difficult to support it, then you can actually support it partially, say, on a countertop and partially hold on to it. Holding on to it will be sufficient if it's difficult otherwise. For example, an enormous pot, and you don't have two people, one to hold it and the other one to serve from it. But l'chatchila, of course, we do need both. We do need that it is dato l'achzira and lo hinicha, and oda b'yada, you're actually holding on to it. Says the Mechaber now, v'dafka al gabo. This is only when you're putting it back on top of it. Avalotocha osr. But to place it inside the oven would be aser. This is akira. Uvetaner, which has very intense heat, aser lahachsir afilu garif akotim. Their garif akotim is not going to help you. V'hu adin l'kupach emeziko begefes ve'etzim. We said that a taner had a large area for putting the firewood and a small area for the pots, so the heat was intense. A kupach had a uniform area for both, and a kira had more room for pots than it did for fuel. Therefore, we only permit chazora in a kira, not in a taner, not in a kupach, so long as there's fuel in the kupach. If a kupach was fueled by kashu gvava, by straw, there we say that it is mutter. Chazora there would be mutter, very much the same as on a kira. Why is it usur to put it l'tocha? So we said that the isur there is because it is mechzika mevashel. It also resembles cooking. So even though in a kira you could not do chazara inside it because it resembles cooking.